If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Out.
Yeah.
Carl Duke.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
We got to find a way to win those football games.
Atlanta. We got a lot to talk about. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. You wanted it. You got it. Now what?
Right.
Because many of you had reached out to us throughout the course of the season and said, Dukes and Bell, we got to go another direction. This is not working. Well, obviously, Arthur Blank and the folks at Flowery felt the same way. And when the news came down, Mike, of these changes last night, I think many people were surprised. I don't think we were. You had been saying that you wanted a two clean house for weeks.
Right.
I said, let's see if these games matter. They didn't, at least in the eyes of the ownership. And now we've got a lot to digest because this is, for me, Mike, not what you've done. Many of us knew this was coming. It's what you're going to do next. And what you do next will define this franchise for the next decade. We want to hear from you. The phone lines will be open the entire show today, guys, because here we are 2 years later, unprecedented, Mike Bell, after firing a coach and then today or yesterday firing another coach, here we are back in the head coach market, back in the general manager market, and we still have a lot of questions moving forward with our football team.
Yeah, and then today we get the open letter from Arthur Blank that was posted on the Falcons website. You and I reposted it on social media, and Rich McKay is out as the CEO of the football team. And I know that, you know, whether he was involved with things other than the league issues that we used to talk to him about, folks just felt that he was a constant in the equation, and the equation is 8 years of not winning, 8 years of not going to the playoffs. So fair or unfair, and I know it's a touchy subject for some of those folks at Flowery Branch, fans, there's a perception, Carl. Whether it was fair or not, the perception was the reality. So he's gone. And a lot of Falcon fans are not familiar with Greg Beadles, so that's a role which is, again, going to be ultimately, we think, that the most important job will be this football czar, this president that Matt Ryan may or not, may not be taking.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people are jumping the gun with this, and look, the assumptions are easy to kind of connect the clues and say, yes, this is going to be Matt Ryan. Guys, this could just be an advisory role. It doesn't mean he's going to be the next president of the team. Let me say this, and I think many of us are just kind of, you know, disrespecting the job as if Matt can be all these different things and be all at all these different places. He's pretty good on TV. Mike's already talked about it.
Right.
We think he likes that aspect of his job. They're paying him a lot of money. But let me tell you something. You have to respect these jobs. You cannot be president of a football team, Mike, have very important decisions to make day in and day out, and be a part of what the Falcons culture, what they want it to be, and then be in New York, be in Chicago, be in L.A. And I'm just saying that. And by the way, on Sundays, if the president is not here each and every week, I don't think that's a good look. So I'm not ready to say that's what his position will be, but I do think he'll be involved in some way. We'll wait to see because there is a presser on Thursday that we'll be at.
Right, and we talked about what happens now. I mean, if real quick, we always appreciated, just like with Arthur Smith, Raheem Morris was as forthcoming as he could be, and things got difficult at times to discuss because they weren't winning enough. But and Terry, again, I wish we could have spoken to Terry more often.
I agree.
During his 5 years here to find out, that way we could tell you what the plan was.
Well, you know why we didn't? Now we can say it. He was marginalized, right? The first couple of years, we know this by the way things went down. The end part of his tenure, Mike, may have been different because Arthur Blank, and I think Rich felt some kind of way after that press conference when they fired Arthur Smith, and our general manager was nowhere to be found. And he said, oh, he's up at Flower. He's handling business. We know at the beginning of this, he was marginalized. And the other reason why I feel this way, guys, is because Arthur Smith was hired before Terry.
Right, which made no sense. Look, there's still a lot of things with this organization which drive Falcon fans crazy. If you take Arthur Blank's open letter at face value and you believe that they're going to have major changes to how they operate, all we can do is wait and see. But I can tell you this, there's too many chefs in the kitchen. Mm. There are a lot of folks whose job security was dependent on Bill Belichick not becoming the head coach and the GM here. And I don't know how that would have worked out. Belichick's life has become a sideshow, in the last year.
Yep.
But, the guy we should have hired in hindsight is in Seattle. That's the guy. That's the dude. And I immediately people go, who are you going to hire? Guys, there's only 32 of these. There's a couple of openings now. We'll talk about that in the 4th and 1 segment. But this is still a great team with a lot of pieces. I got to respectfully disagree with what D-Led put out there today.
What do you say? What do you say?
Make it sound like there's nothing here. There's a lot of things here. Now, they're going to make some decisions on some of the personnel, like Pitts. I think Algier is gone, but you got the best, most explosive player in the league in Bijan Robinson. You got one of the best wide receivers in Drake. You got a tremendous defense. And hats off to Terry for addressing the defense the last 2 years. That nucleus is solid on solid ground. So it's not like whoever comes in here is inheriting a team that can't win. Hell, we were in the driver's seat to win the division last year.
Yeah.
So I can't truck with that narrative. Now, the only thing you and I agree on about this awkward next season is the quarterback. You got to thread the needle as Penix, and is Penix Jr. going to be the guy? Whoever comes in here is going to have a lot of decisions to make about QB.
Yeah, look, that is the biggest challenge for whomever is going to take this job. It doesn't seem like it, but it is, because everything else can be right, and if that's wrong, Mike, we're still not going anywhere. So that is something that whoever is going to take this job better have a plan and better understand what this may entail, meaning Michael Penix may not be here for the long term. And if you come into this situation, Mike, and you're not willing to accept that and have a plan B or C, then you're probably not going to be the guy, because that's the way you've got to look at this situation. 404-726-0929. It's Dukes and Bell on a day that we're talking about the Falcons firing Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot. The head coach and general manager are gone. The search for replacements begins immediately. And as Mike said, I think the most important news for many of you, because we can't seem to get away from this argument. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit here today to try to convince you. All I'm going to tell you is Rich McKay is out as president of football operations, or football president, and Greg Beatles, who's been with the organization, by the way, has been promoted to president and CEO of the Atlanta Falcons. You may or may not know Greg Beatles. You could probably walk by him. You wouldn't recognize him. But he's been there. He's been in the organization. They think very highly of him, and I do too, Mike. I think he's done an excellent job. And now he's going to mesh the business side with the football side. And whatever Rich was involved with from that standpoint is now falling on the shoulders of Greg Beatles. So for everybody, Mike, that we've argued with for the last 8-10 years about, hey, Rich McKay is still the part of the process, let's just say he's not, okay? Right. Let's just say he's not. And moving forward, whoever this person is going to be that comes in as president of football ops is going to be the guy that the coach and the general manager answer to.
Right. So, I mean, we were talking about, and a lot of fans hit us up on the text line, go, why do we have to have two consulting firms? Look, I understand it. Can we spend some time on this? I think it was a week or two ago. Again, if you were out and missed our show during the holidays, where were you? But we talked about, consultants used to be like a four-letter word in our business.
Oh.
And I get a lot of folks kind of roll their eyes when they hear about, why are you going to bring in two guys, two different groups? It's the cost of doing business. It's what teams do, the vetting, everything from liability to getting the guy's history, the whole shebang, to following, complying with the Rooney Rule. That's why they do it. So I know a lot of folks just kind of go, whatever. you would say, hey, Matt Ryan, he's in charge. The general manager and the coach, they report to Matt in a perfect world.
Right.
You find a coach. Guys, where'd you find a GM? I don't know. Find somebody who's washing dishes with the Eagles because everything they touch seems to turn to freaking gold. Okay? They draft the SEC. They draft players that really do a great job. And they're going to the Super Bowl every other year. So I would go find somebody from the Eagles organization. That would be a starting off point for me. And the coach, I know you and I, you had the fans going nuts. We'll talk about your thoughts on Gruden.
Yes.
I said, I want Clint Kubiak. If there was a guy right now on my short list, that's who I would want, the guy that's in Seattle. And I think because of the history and the offense, Carl, that he runs, I think that's what we would want here in Atlanta if I ran things.
I'd like Clint Kubiak. You know why? Because I know him. His dad, Gary Kubiak, is the orchestrator, guys, of all the things you see around the league right now with Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay, and even the guy that was here trying to attempt, Mike, to run very similar things, although it was a misfit. I love what Clint Kubiak has done, and he's proved himself. He got to work his way up through the ranks, and now, guys, whether you believe this or not, and this is another day, another conversation, Mike, Seattle has the best team in the NFL right now. Defensively and offensively, they are rolling, and I know we all question their quarterback, but look how good Kubiak has made Sam Darnold again this year. Is that a fluke?
Right.
So I'm with you when you start talking about these potential candidates. These are the folks we should be contacting. These are the people we should be talking about. But I want to throw a broad net, wide net, and see what's out there. That wide net includes, don't get mad, John Gruden. That wide net includes John Gruden, okay? And for everybody right now is going, dude, I can't believe you're saying this, man. He's a racist. Understand the circumstances in which that all went down.
Right.
He was a fall guy, guys, for the NFL, and we never, Mike, saw the documents or the emails in regarding to the people who were involved in that. Again, everybody's so caught up in why would you want to do that? I want a dude. I want a guy who understands what he wants and is a winner.
Yeah, I think with John Gruden, the pros and cons of John Gruden is great offensive mind. I mean, we know what he's able to do. You saw it with Tampa Bay. Now, where John gets off in the weeds is when he considers himself a personnel guy.
Well, he's not going to do that.
And that's just it. He would just simply be calling the plays, and that would be the understanding. You run the offense. You're the front man. Like, it would be a joy for us. Oh. It would be an absolute blast.
Oh.
But, you know, his experience in personnel, Rich McKay built a Super Bowl winning team, and then John Gruden basically disassembled it. And then if you go back to what happened with the Raiders, him and Mike Mayock put their heads together, and nothing good came of it. So if you're just simply, you don't get to pick the groceries, but you get to call the plays. I wouldn't hate that. I don't love it as much as you, but I don't hate it.
Well, again, it's not the guy.
No, just it's a name that's going to be in the mix.
Absolutely. And if we are ignorant enough to just think, well, we should only focus in on certain players or certain coaches, then we're cheating ourselves, Atlanta. We should be looking at all these guys. This is another chance. This is another chance for us to get it right. We didn't get it right again. We're losing franchise. This is another chance for us to get it right. I don't care who the hell we talk to.
Right. Now, ultimately, as I said, I heard you mention Kubiak. I want a younger guy. I think, yes, and we're not the only ones, too, guys. I mean, Phoenix is going to be looking for a head coach. You know, the Cleveland Browns, that train wreck's going to be looking for a head coach. So people who feel like, oh, nobody would come to – no, people would come to Atlanta. Arthur Blank gives everybody all the resources. And by the way, if you go back and look at it historically, they have hired some good coaches. They just, unfortunately, Carl, fell short.
Correct.
Smitty changed the entire culture of this thing and never went back to back. We all know what happened in 2012. But, I mean, you know, Dan Quinn, I don't have to remind you what happened in the Super Bowl. And then, unfortunately, Arthur Blank's loyalty to a fault kept him here in Dimitrov probably 2 or 3 years too long. But you can, so for folks to say we never get it right, no, we got it right. We just, the football gods crapped on us. We came up short. But we're not the only ones who've had that same experience around the NFL.
Sustainability. That's the key.
Everybody wants the next Sean McVay, basically.
Yes, but we've gotten it right for a short period of time. We've not gotten it right where we are the franchise, Mike, and everybody in the league looks at the Falcons and goes, that is what we want to be.
Right.
That's what we're striving for. We're striving to be the Chiefs, guys, or the Eagles, to Mike's point, or the Green Bay Packers, whose sustainability, doesn't matter who the personnel is, in and out, guys come and leave, they go, new general manager, we win because of how this thing is built. And that is what I got from Arthur Blank's letter today, Mike. Look, I agree with you. I want to believe everything in this, and I want to believe that he wants to build the franchise in the right way. And this is a new approach, by the way. This isn't the same way they've gone about it, Mike. We've seen how this team has done business. This is a new approach. So either somebody has gotten to him or he's just at a point, Mike, where as an owner he understands it is time for me to change the way I think about this.
And I get it, because we've been talking to folks. We were doing video last night. Odyssey, oh, we all jumped on the air last night when the news dropped. You can go rewind and hear everybody's take on it. But I know the fans, I get it. It's hard not to get into the same old Falcons mindset. Hopefully this is the flush through the system. We cleaned out the fuel lines, and they're going to get it right. I get it. It's hard for some fans to buy that, because Arthur Blank is also the constant, but that's, we can take it at face value. Guys, we had 57 sacks last year. Second in the NFL in sacks, and we didn't make the playoffs. Okay? Somebody's going to turn this team into something.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Okay, Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl with the Ravens. Brad Johnson won one with the Bucks. We can maybe get a gap year and still make the playoffs. I don't believe that it's going to be a disaster. Now, granted, there's going to be some hard work to find this quarterback situation, not knowing where Penix is and what the hell's going to happen with Kirk Cousins. But we've got enough stuff here. Carl, this isn't a building you break down to the studs. The foundation is here, and it's good. So I don't truck with that idea that, oh, man, this is like some kind of nuclear winter here in Atlanta. That's bull.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
With a detailed agent directory you won't find anywhere else, Homes.com is the only place to find the in-depth info home shoppers want. Very in-depth info. Looking for a listing agent's contact info? We've got it. The agent with the most sales in your price range? Easy. Specialized agents with all the up-to-date info on your dream neighborhood? We'll know them. A Pisces who enjoys long walks on the beach? You've got other sites for that. Homes.com. Bing dong. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.